It's a bad move. Don't do it, kids.
Don't do it. Don't even think about it.
What do you think about the viral sensation, Hawkatua?
The Hawkatua girl?
Yeah.
I don't care.
I know. I really think it's a... I think it's been exposing the... Just how we've... Like, the whole thing about her is just... It's just the quantity. There's no substance behind it. I'm not... I have no ill will against the Hawkatua girl. I think she's actually kind of charming, but it's like... It's just the sheer amount that's garnered. It has nothing to do with like the quality of anything. It's just she said I spit on penises, and that for some reason people are so they freak out. I don't know why people are freaking out about it so much. In the age of just so much.
How old is that girl? 21.
Okay, I can see sort can of the field. I can see the field that she's tapping into. I guess for mass appeal. But yeah, it's crazy.
Shaq Diesel took pictures with her, and it actually
that's what I'm saying.
It's a little off-putting.
That's what set me up to her. I'm like, why are you for real? Are you genuinely excited you're with this person? And if so, why? You're only excited because of the sheer like numbers that she's garnered due to the post, not the quality of anything like she's talking about. But it freaked me out thinking like we're all getting like Google analytic brain where it's just about like numbers and metrics and I was freaking out.
Yeah, she went viral for saying she'd spit on a cock.
Yeah.
That would suck, though. The thing that bothers me is seeing the girl. It sucks when they get drunk and get street interviewed.
Yeah.
It's always on 6th Street, too.
Oh, she was in Austin?
I don't know if she was. It looked like either Nashville or Austin.
Yeah.
Nashville and Austin are the exact same place.
Yeah, they're very similar.
Those street interviews. Can you imagine if your sweet baby was leaving the bar and they were just like, how many guys have you fucked? And she's like, 50.
Yeah,
I suck their dicks. That's why I'm the throat goat. I spit on.
Yeah,
it goes viral. Shaq's looking at her like, I wish she'd suck my dick. You're like, oh, fuck. I thought we had something.
Dude, I'm reading the Glenn Lowry memoir.
Yeah.
Bro, speaking of getting pussy, bro.
Oh, yeah. You're telling me.
So much pussy.
Glenn Lowry was a pussy?
Bro.
And pussy too?
Most of the book is about, dude, for real, a huge, huge chunk of the book is about getting pussy. I did not think I was going to be so turned on reading his autobiography.
His old pictures, he looks like yay.
Bro, he's the man. I did not know to the extent of like what an, I always knew he was a beast, obviously, but I'm like.
You could tell he was a pussy getting man.
Let me see that old picture.
Bro, look at this.
God damn.
That's a pussy getting man.
Yeah, it is.
That's a man who's seen a lot of pussies.
Bro, he's seen them, man.
He was awesome. I got to meet him.
He's for real.
He's pretty neat.
His book is, if you're kicking around the airport, it's an audiobook is fantastic.
And it's
he
just
narrates
about
it.
Getting snooze?
I mean, there's like the evolution of his stances, but every phase of his life is permeated or just like tied to a story about him getting pussy and how like it would like just blow up in his face. Dude, he had like I knew he like got like in trouble. Dude, he's the man.
It's like Keith from Off the Block.
Yeah, it does. And his uncles like showed him the way of getting pussy. He had an old like smoking jacket, which you know, I didn't know what the fuck those things were until I looked it up. They're like those like big robes that guys would put on so they could smoke cigars and not stink like a cigar.
Oh, I didn't even understand that was why.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. I had to look it up because I was like, why do people wear these things? But his uncle, who was a notorious pussy man, was like, yo, I'm gifting you my smoking jacket. So he would get hoes all the time, and he'd like put on his Uncle Adler's smoking jacket. And then it was actually kind of like, it was like the best thing that could have possibly happened to it. But if he got in like a high profile scandal because he was being tapped by, I think the Reagan administration or Nick, I think it was Reagan, was like tapping him to be in like the cabinet. And the whole time he had like a 23-year-old girlfriend that put up an apartment on the side. It's all in his memoir. And he,
come on, man.
He had like the smoking jacket. He called it his love nest. He had a little love nest, dude.
Oh, man.
Crazy, dude.
I don't think we've got any pussy men in my family. Do you have any pussy men?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no. I think that's a weird guy to have in your family.
A pussy man?
A pussy man in your family?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if we have, I mean, shit, bro.
I have an Uncle Tian. He has a bunch of kids. He
you might,
like
be,
10
you
kids.
Might be looking at the McCusker representative. No, not like that. He was on another level.
You got a little love nest.
I don't have
a secret love nest in Austin.
I don't. My love nest is it's my hotel room is by myself.
Tony Angelo's apartment. I keep him up there.
I keep him in the secret closet. Shane's bitch girlfriend's here. Get her the fuck out of here.
He had this smoking jacket.
Oh, dude, sorry. I couldn't stop doing that voice at the wedding. I thought it wasn't a Tony. It was just something I was doing the whole time. Just like being a bitch, being a sassy guy at the wedding. Just like, the wedding's ruined. Everybody get in a tent. Fuck, it's raining.
Did it rain?
The next day.
Was it ironic? It was a wedding.
The wedding was not ironic.
It was raining on your wedding day?
Sunday, there was a rainy wedding. And I did that exact joke.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was like, it's raining. It's ironic.
Yes, dude.
Rain ruined my
number
fucking
one on
wedding.
Patreon.
Number one, dude. Nothing can stop us. Sorry. But I was on my balcony at the hotel, and this is after the wedding, and the moon was on the, it was at the ocean, but the moon was way out, like it was orange and on the coast, or like on the horizon, and it was cloudy, so it just looked like a big orange light, and I was fucked up on the mushrooms, and I was like, what the fuck is that? I was for real like, is that an explosion? And then the next day I just kept being like, the fucking moon scared me at the wedding. Fuck. I told the moon not to show up and it ruined it. No one thinks this is funny,
you're
but I think
sassy.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Being sassy at a fancy wedding is certifiably very funny. Fuck.
It was a very fancy wedding.
Where was it again?
It was in Rhode Island.
Dude, I love it up there.
It was awesome. It was right next to Taylor Swift's. I was right next to Taylor Swift's mansion.
What?
Yeah, it was pretty neat. I was down there. I was staring at it.
What's the mansion?
I was going,
like?
Taylor Swift, get out of here, bitch. We're having a wedding. I'm going to break into your house and cut your fucking head off.
I'm going to split your head like a trophy in my house. Getting Taylor Swift. How much do you think her head would go for?
Somebody cut off. Just go through litigation.
Just to clarify.
If somebody hypothetically cut off Taylor Swift's head and sold it on the black market.
Stuffed it like a bear.
Yeah, that would probably go for a lot. A Saudi prince would acquire that.
He would definitely do it. You could put on her music and just chill with her head.
It would fetch a pretty penny. Yeah, you would chill with that head? I would chill.
I'd play football with it. Imagine not getting Taylor Swift's head.
What the fuck, dude? You're talking about the queen of pop. Don't talk about T-Swift like this.
I'm kidding, obviously.
We both are Swifties.
Yeah, big time.
Definitely.
Dude, I was listening to Shake It Off with my two daughters recently. And
that's fun.
Because I always listen to the Sing soundtrack version, and the real Taylor Swift version came on, and I was like, damn, she's a true master of her craft.
Bro. Oh, this is firing me up, speaking about songs. Me and Lamezy had a fun discussion. Dude, when's the last time you listened to Money for Nothing?
Dire Straits is awesome.
Do you remember the part in there where he's like, see that?
Wow, wow, wow.
Come here, little fuss. It's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
It's... I don't know if we'll get demonetized or whatever. Hold on. We're going to listen to this for 10 seconds.
We can. Free. We're,
Here it comes. I was listening to it, and I was like, that song fucking rocks, and then that part came on. I was like,
did you say faggot?
I was saying that might be the greatest stand-up intro song.
No, that's great.
I think I'm gonna adopt it.
Oh, that's really
the
nice.
The beginning of it.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that's actually,
it's so intense.
I thought you were sorry, coming out to the verse.
I mean, I might tell him to skip to that for the end of the show. Play it at the end.
That's really great.